Hello, brothers and sisters in YouTube family. Hope you guys are being blessed. This message just blew my mind as the Lord revealed a hidden mystery in scripture that will bring so much comfort, encouragement, and amazement to all who'd hear it. I was before him in adoration, and the new heaven and the new earth kept ringing through my heart over and over again. So I decided to pick up the Bible and read Revelation 21 passage, really meditating on what it would be like on the day when the city of God comes down from heaven and God dwells among his people. I envisioned the beautiful gates made of pearl and the gold streets and the river of life that's flowing in the middle of the city. I pictured people in white robes going about to and fro with such love for one another and for God. I envisioned the tree of life on either side of the river and saw people gathered around it in fellowship and eating of its fruit. Then I envisioned seeing Jesus in such humility helping a soul do some work. And as I approached him, he looked up and smiled radiantly with excitement to see me. Truly, he was the Lamb and the light of the whole city, for it was filled with his glory, so there was no need of the sun. I was smiling and envisioning this beautiful spectacle before me, hardly able to wait until I see my sweet Jesus face to face, not through a veil in the Eucharist. Then I saw another vision. As Blessed Mother appeared in the sky, she was beautiful, in white and in a baby blue veil. She had the most sweetest smile and countenance as she shined brilliantly. I sensed that everyone all over the world saw her. Some were terrified at first, but she calmed the hearts of all men as she said, "There's nothing to fear. Mother is here." I was made known that this wasn't out loud, but her voice was heard in the hearts of all souls upon the earth. She began to speak to the hearts of all souls individually. Every person can hear her speaking to them in their conscience. Many had their cell phones out recording it. Some fell on their knees weeping and hearts truly broken in contrition. I then saw a news anchor saying that today it appeared to be a woman in the sky, as social media outlets were going crazy and news stations from all over the world because of what the whole world had seen, as videos from all over were pouring in. When I came out of the vision, I couldn't get it out of my mind, as I was led to look now at Revelation 12 about the woman and the dragon. I ponder thinking, "Lord, is this what I could have just seen?" Then I saw another vision, now with the Blessed Mother still appearing in the sky, but the red dragon was now before her. Everyone seeing this unfold, as he was so angry wanted to devour her. Then she was taken away. Just as quick as she came appearing in the sky, she was gone. And a few seconds later, so was the red dragon. Then as I went back to reread the passage again, all of these thoughts came rushing to my mind and heart so strongly. As Revelation 12 reads, "A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on its head. Its tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that it might devour her child the moment he was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter, and her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness to a place prepared to her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. Then the war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was not strong enough. They lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, 'Now have come the salvation, the power, the kingdom of our God, and the authority of the Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He's filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short.' When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the wilderness, where she'd be taken care of for a time and a times and a half, out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swung the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off and waged war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commands and hold fast their testimony about Jesus. Many eschatologists, which are those who study end times events, have speculated that the woman is a symbol for the church, and her child is the nation of Israel, or of all believers of Christ. And of course, the dragon is Satan, who will come persecute the church during the end times, and many just leave it at that. However, what I saw was a very literal and physical event that all the world will see take place. I went first to the Bible Promises to get confirmation if that vision was from him, and I got Holy Spirit. I was blown away as I realized the thoughts that were coming to my mind and what I had just witnessed was the Lord speaking to me. As Holy Spirit revealed that Blessed Mother would be the woman that would be shown as a sign from heaven, that everyone will see her, and this scene will replay before the eyes of Satan trying to devour Christ at his birth, but now he has been defeated and is ruler over all the nations and sits at the right hand of God on his throne. This reenactment will be shown as a sign to all that Jesus Christ is Lord and King. Then Satan and his angels will be cast down to earth, and Blessed Mother will be taken away in the spirit to a location in the desert to be physically present to the church. At this point, I realized I need to write down what he was speaking to me, so I came before the Lord saying, "If this revelation is from you, Lord, I'm utterly flabbergasted by the revelation you are giving me. Is it true, Lord, you would give your mother to us in the time of the tribulation? That she'll be with us here on the earth physically, or is that spiritually?" Jesus began, "Both my beloved one, I've told you that I will never forsake you nor leave you, and I've made provision for my beloved ones in the time of the darkest hour upon the whole earth to be helped, protected, and nourished by my mother, just like the first apostles were after my ascension. She is the woman in the heavens Revelation talks about, just as I will be seen when I come to rapture my bride." And he's referencing to Revelation 1:7. "Look, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All peoples on the earth will mourn because of him. She too will be seen by all the world and all souls when she comes to make her presence known among the people of the earth. Every eye will see her, but not everyone will believe. She will speak to the hearts of men's consciences with her motherly tenderness, love, and gentleness, beckoning them back to me, back into her immaculate heart, where they can be loved, protected, and nurtured. There will be many conversions, I mean many, will break down in astonishment and give their hearts to me, for no hardened heart can stand in the face of my mother's love. However, there will be many who will be conditioned to take the mark already, and will have hearts of stone, and will disregard this sign as nothing but a mere mirage, as you saw in the vision, the media downplaying this event. These souls I won't be able to help any longer, once they have given themselves over completely to Satan by taking this mark. They will have no conscience, but be more like robots inhabited by demons. It's so sad, my beloved little ones. Pray for God's mercy over these souls." I then asked, "But Lord, is there hope if you pray for mercy?" Jesus responded, "There is always hope, beloved. Although those with the mark cannot be saved after consenting to it, your prayers for mercy over them will determine the measure of their punishment in hell. Yes, even in hell, my mercy is able to touch souls, not bringing them out of the fire, but diminishing their pain, if just for a moment. Remember, I love these souls. They are my children too. So pray, my beloved ones, for these souls and for this sign that is soon to come." And as an aside here, guys, I remember in the Mary Baxter audiobook, which was taken to hell for 40 days, there was a soul who was crying out to them in hell. As Jesus and her walked past the soul, he cried out to Jesus to have mercy. Jesus was crying, then he looked up to the Father and said, "Father, mercy, please mercy," and then the flames of hell went down for a few moments. Only if we knew the extent of God's mercy, it's so fathomless. "Lord, have mercy on these souls." I then said, "Lord, you've given everyone here in the community rapture readings that you're coming soon. And guys, we all begin to wonder if we didn't have 3.5 years left, as he told Mother Claire, or would he be coming sooner?" Jesus responded, "I want my brides to be watchful, awake and ready, beloved. It can be any moment when the Father makes that call. So continue to work, build my kingdom, but be ready, watchful, and sober, my beloved ones. Now back to my mother. That is why I'm asking my brides to entrust her into their hearts. She will be such a great help for the times to come, more than you know. I have much to reveal to you. That's why I continue to prompt you not to fear and not to give up on this call. This message will bring encouragement to so many, especially when the hour is at hand, that I'm sending my mother to be of help to you all. Just as I mentioned in scripture, there's a place prepared for her by my Father in the desert. When the time comes, it will be known among my beloved ones. She will be present with you all for 3.5 years, the first half of the tribulation. Just as she was to my apostles during the worst persecution before Nero's time, she too will be with you all, available for prayers, counsel, wisdom, and instructions to all. I then felt prompted to look up the chronological timeline from Jesus' birth to the work of the apostles and who was the king or Caesar at the time. From the timeline, Blessed Mother died right before Nero came into power, and he was by far the most wicked emperor of Rome, and his time of reign is called Nero's Reign of Terror, where he persecuted Christians ruthlessly and burned them alive to be torches for the city. Paul was sent to Rome to stand before him, and I can't deny the similarities that Jesus loved Blessed Mother, even then with the church also prepared them for such a great time of tribulation. He knew they would need her instructions, her faith, and her courage to help them endure what they would have to go through for the love of Jesus. Just like she would be with us right before the greatest persecution to take place in history upon the whole world and the church. So I then asked, Lord, will we be able to see her and talk with her? As an aside here, I wanted to clarify that Blessed Mother would be with us physically on earth and not like a form of apparition, only a few may see her or talk with her, so I asked. Jesus responded, Yes, beloved. However, there are those who have called to help leave the desert place. There will be many messages from her that will go forth to help build up and instruct you, beloved ones, to not lose hope and prepare you for the darkest time to come, because it is the latter of the 7 years that will be the most tumultuous and horrible, nothing like you've ever seen in movies or can even dream of. Lord, can you also clarify, because I don't understand when it says in scripture, the dragon Satan will be hurled down to earth. Isn't Satan already on the earth? And Jesus responded, No, beloved. Hell is in the center of the earth, but his dominion is an invisible one and made in the second heaven. He has access to the earth because of sin, and where there is sin, his authority is given. In scripture, that is why he's referenced to the prince of the air. And here he's referencing to Ephesians 2:2. It reads, In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the rule of the kingdom of the air. The New King James Version says, The prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. However, in the time of tribulation, he and all the fallen angels will truly take their inhabitants upon the earth. There will be no more veils between the kingdom of darkness and the earth. That is why it said the men's hearts will fail them. Luke 21:26. For the things, creatures, and events many will see, they will die of fright. That is why I'm sending my mother to help prepare those left behind for the great time of testing and horror. Her prayers, her words, her presence will bring so much comfort to so many to endure when this time comes upon you all. Lord, will she then leave after the 3.5 years? And as an aside, I'm asking, referencing what it says in Revelation, where she'd be taken care of for a time and a times a half out of the serpent's reach, which is 3.5 years, that she'd be with us. Jesus responded, Yes, she will not be as present physically. However, you'll be able to commune with her as you do now, in the Blessed Sacrament, and in your heart. She will return to heaven and continuously be praying over you and over my church. That is why I've asked my brides to prepare the way for her. This is indeed her time of glory, and I'm asking all my brides to begin to pray into this now. It is by your prayers that will pave the way for men's hearts to receive her and embrace her as the gift she is. I want my brides to be zealous for her honor and glory. Tell others about her and the power of praying the rosary. Pray every day for the hearts of souls left behind to receive a grace of repentance and illumination when she appears, that they all might turn to me and be steadfast when Satan comes on the earth to declare war against them. The time is drawing near, my beloved ones. Pray and be ready. Embrace my mother now. Love and cherish her, for she is the greatest help apart from the Holy Spirit that I'm sending to be of help before my second coming. Don't be discouraged, my beloved ones. Those who will be left behind, the time will be short, and you will not be left alone without help. I'm so humbled that you reveal such a mystery, Lord, to us, truly. Jesus responded, Remember, it is the little ones in the kingdom I reveal my mysteries to. Matthew 11:25. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little children. Stay little, be a nothing and a nobody, beloved, and I will reveal more to you and our beloved flock in the times to come. I love you, my little ones. Trust these words of prophecy and treasure them in your heart. Will be a source of great comfort when the time comes upon you. And that was the end of Jesus' message. I was blown away at this message and revelation that was hidden, but now revealed, that Blessed Mother is also coming upon the earth to be with us during the tribulation. What a mystery. I went to Mother Claire for discernment to confirm this message, and she said it was a confirmation of what she has sensed in her heart. As my roommate brought some things to my mind, that God sent Mother Mary as a new Ark of the Covenant, as a place for his son, God incarnate, to dwell, and to be birthed in her for all mankind. The devil had to be restrained so that he could come upon the earth in the purest form. God the Father gave her so much authority in prayer, as we found out when we read the Mary audiobooks, that the devils cannot stand a chance near her, and she cleared the way spiritually with her prayers. Blessed Mother dedicated her life to prayer in purity, to prepare the way for Jesus before he came. The angel Gabriel was sent ahead to announce this most amazing conception, and Blessed Mother became the hidden forerunner for Jesus, also preparing the way with prayer for the early church before Jesus left them. Now at his second coming, the Lord will send the angels to announce his return with trumpets. He will also send his mother to lead the way, now as the visible forerunner, to prepare the way for his second coming, after Jesus leaves with his bride during the rapture. The Lord has mentioned to Mother Claire in his messages that the book of Revelations is in chronological order, so all the events will happen accordingly. Blessed Mother will appear and be among us after the rapture takes place, for the first half of the tribulation, to prepare us for the remaining 3.5 years, which Jesus says will be the most horrific, and where the Antichrist will be taken over by the dragon and the beast system will be enforced. Another foreshadowing is that she is known as the City of God, one of her many titles. And in Revelation 21, in some translations, rather than saying the New Jerusalem, they reference the name as the City of God, where God dwells among his people. Now, before that event takes place, Jesus is sending his mother, who is the City of God, to come down from heaven and dwell among the people of the earth. Amazing! Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your mother. Such a wonderful gift and consolation to us all when we are left behind to endure. I can't wait to run into Blessed Mother's arms and be comforted and instructed by her. What an amazing grace the Lord has given us heart dwellers. Let's never forget to thank Him profoundly for this revelation and the gift of His Mother. Tell everyone about her so we too can help prepare the way for her to be received in all men's hearts. God bless you guys until next message.